So, we as leaders have to make a decision whether our spiritual life is going to be private or public. Moses is teaching us, even when dealing with a person who cares nothing about your God, it may be good for him to know that you believe in God. You know, once your board knows that you are that type of a person, they'll try to fire you. That's for sure. And that's why a lot of us are not likely to let the matter be known. But then if you believe in this God of yours, he is capable of preventing their schemes of removing you. One of the things he's likely to do is to ensure the performance of the organization is so good that if the shareholders heard they have fired you, the board itself will be fired by the shareholders. Your performance can be so exemplary that they don't like you, but they have no alternative than to continue having you as a CEO. And I think that's what really happened in this story, as we shall be seeing. Finally, Pharaoh had to reckon with the God of Moses. So, are you the kind of a person who fears telling your leadership about your Christianity? If you don't tell them, when they want somebody to compromise, they'll come to you. If they know in advance, then they'll try to fire you, but they will not come to compromise you, because they know that's not an area you can give in on. So you end up having a peaceful time with them, because the kind of thing they ask as a CEO, they will not ask you, because they know that's not your line, you can't do it.